ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, On Now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev. Going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It's I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. And you can have your say by calling from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this daily country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have you say yarn up strong? Going to catch up with the girls from Murra Law. We've got Michaela and we've got Alex come to join us. Girls, very good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Thanks.
Fantastic. Yes, thank you very much for coming to the program, girls. Before we start, Alex, who are your mob? Where are you from?
So I'm a proud Eastern Islands Mariam woman from the Eastern Islands of the Torres Strait.
Yes, Mer. And then to you, Michaela, who are your mob?
I'm a proud Torres Strait Islander woman with family connections to Morbiog Island.
To Delhi and Murra Law, strong First Nation legal service and out there to look after our mob in the legal world. And speaking of legal world, our topic today, girls, the Aboriginal Flag Senate Inquiry. So give us an introduction there, please, Michaela.
Yep, so the Aboriginal Flag is a powerful symbol that represents the identity, connection to the land and culture of Aboriginal people across the nation. However, despite the significant cultural importance, the Aboriginal flag is the only national flag in Australia that is privately owned, copyrighted, and also licensed. So we know that Mr. Harold Thomas designed and created the Aboriginal flag. And then in 1995, the Aboriginal flag was recognised as a flag of national significance under the Flags Act 1953. Following that recognition, in 1997, the Federal Court of Australia declared Mr. Thomas as the copyright owner of the Aboriginal flag, which then gave him copyright protection under the Copyright Act.
Okay, so what right does Mr. Thomas have as a copyright owner?
So as a copyright owner, Mr. Thomas has the right to enter into agreements with whomever he chooses to, whether that be an Indigenous or a non-Indigenous company, to use and reproduce the Aboriginal flag. There has been a lot of controversy about the Aboriginal flag, since the artist and copyright holder, Mr. Thomas, signed a license agreement with Wham Clothing, Gifts Mate and Flag World, which are all non-Indigenous companies. So that type of agreement between Mr. Thomas and those non-Indigenous companies gives them the right to reproduce the Aboriginal flag on clothing and also make a profit from the Aboriginal flag. It also means that Aboriginal organisations that want to use the Aboriginal flag on clothing and merchandise have to pay for it and also seek those non-Indigenous companies' permission to use it. So, as a result of the controversy around this, campaigns such as Free the Flag and Pride Not for Profit, which was led by an Aboriginal-run social enterprise Clothing the Gap, are petitioning and lobbying the government and Mr. Thomas to enter into new agreements that benefit Aboriginal people and celebrate the Aboriginal flag.
Okay, Alex, to bring in the conversation, what is happening now that about the ownership of the Aboriginal flag?
So a Senate committee was actually created to look into the Aboriginal flag's copyright and licensing arrangements. They were created to consider the options to allow the Aboriginal flag to be freely used. A large number of Aboriginal organisations, community leaders and copyright experts did appear before the committee to give evidence about the current and future arrangements for the Aboriginal flag.
Okay, and Michaela, back to you, what was the outcome from the Senate committee inquiry?
Yeah, so the Senate committee had to find a balance between the rights of Mr. Thomas as the flag creator and also the flag's significance to Aboriginal people when making their recommendations. So they identified a number of options for the government to consider. And the first was a very obvious option, which was the federal government should not use its constitutional powers to acquire the Aboriginal flag. Mm-hmm. The second one was that the copyright of the Aboriginal flag should not be the second one was about the license agreement. So with Wham and Flag World, that they should be terminated. And the third recommendation, which was the recommendation they favoured was for the federal government to negotiate with Mr. Thomas to find a model for the Aboriginal flag's future use. So the Senate recommended using an independent Aboriginal body who would be responsible for making decisions on the Aboriginal flag's use to ensure that that flag's integrity and dignity is respected. The Senate also noted that a further parliamentary committee would need to be established to assist with framing the structure of an independent Aboriginal body and what that would look like.
Okay, so what is the next step now that the Senate has made recommendations?
So Mr. Thomas has confirmed that he's in confidential negotiations with the federal government about the future of the Aboriginal flag. And the Minister for Indigenous Australians, Mr. Ken White, has also advised that he is working to resolve the matter and having discussions with Mr. Thomas. So at this point, we have to wait and see what the outcome of the negotiations are going to be. And hopefully we get some sort of outcome before Invasion Day next year.
Yeah, true. So who owns the Torres Strait Island flag? I'll put that over to you, Alex.
So currently the Torres Strait Island flag is, the rights of the flag is owned by TSERC, which is the Torres Strait Islander Regional Council. And they own the permissions of the flag, which basically means if you want to use it, you have to get written permissions from them.
Mm-hmm.
However, TSERC acknowledges that the rights of any Torres Strait Islander person to be also using the flag. And they also make sure in their acknowledgements that all the recognition of the flag belongs to Burnock Namuk and the Namuk family.
Yes, exactly. All right, beautiful. So a very important conversation, a very important topic regarding the Aboriginal flag, and see that the Torres Strait Island flag is protected. Fantastic. And would love for the Aboriginal flag to be tested, but the conversations still go on.
They are, yeah. They do waiting go to on. Hear that outcome.
All right, girls, so who is Marawa Law?
So Marawa Law is the nation's leading independent Indigenous legal firm that specialises in commercial and Indigenous land law. If you need advice, you can call us on 4041 3088.
That's the number you need to call if you want any legal service. Marawa Law, that's the team you need to be talking to. Girls, thank you so very much.
Thank you for having us.
All the best to your Deadly team, and a big shout out to the rest of the crew at Marawa Law.
Thanks, Trev.
All right, too deadly. All right, beautiful yarn there with the girls from Marawa Law and the Aboriginal Flag Senate Inquiry. Very hot topic, very important conversation. And First Nation people are sort of lost out there in the wilderness and regarding the flag and where do we stand, where do we sit, what representation do we have in regarding the flag. So a lot of conversation need to be had. I understand Mr. Thomas is a businessman, you could say, yes, and made a decision with his product, but it's sort of has left us in the wilderness, and like I said, I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman, is what the statement there I'm picking up, but there it is, a conversation that's very important to us. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20, Trevor Murray, from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM, Too Deadly.
Japana, be fooled by the ball and the wares. And they'll cause sorrow and woe for our people.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
It's time, Australia. Time for recognition. See, before our dark past, we had a black history. Now, I ain't pointing no fingers and I ain't pushing no blame. I ain't silly. But what's happened in the past is time for recognition and work together. It's like this. They rather compensate us than give us recognition. In other words, they rather buy you out of your tradition. Cause when you recognize, that's how your culture survives. Many millenniums and thousands of tribes around the fire. Like a robbery, the writings of walls. It's like the troops in the past. They would rather us all dead, but we survivors. Through the spirit of my ancestors, thousands of years from behind us. Yeah, that's survivors. Through the ignorance and arrogance and miseducation divides us, product of environment. Before all the grogs and the drugs, it was dreams that would guide us. Now we're stuck in violence, prison system confine us. Genocide undercovers, the stolen kids under silence. No wonder we tarring, revolution is now. Australia can't stop us, we're taking back what is ours. Genocide, it was genocide. See the pain in my people's eyes. Steal my culture, deny my pride. But we survived, better recognize. Genocide, it was genocide. See the pain in my people's eyes. Steal my culture, deny my pride. But we survived, better recognize. They wanna breed out the pedigree, close down communities, broadcast the negative and highlight the bigotry. Yeah, they wanna white out our history with no recollection, just a white man's legacy. Don't believe me, ask Lad Hancock. Yeah, that's Gina's father, had a plan to poison the lot. You wanna stop the sons and daughters, put some poison in their water. Then you wait a generation and peg out the lot. Now that's iron ore pimping. Blood on the hands from these iron ore victims. I'll run it, the government systems. Throw a little dollar, call the royalty for regions. Yo, this is black man's land. Always has, always will be black man's land. Over 70,000 years walking this land. And Cook came and went. Now we're living in a genocide. It was genocide. See the pain in my people's eyes. Steal my culture, deny my pride. But we survived, better recognize. Genocide, it was genocide. See the pain in my people's eyes. Steal my culture, deny my pride. But we survived, better recognize.
Here's my ancestors from this desert landscape. My
brother and sister, I still love you.
I'm a voice for the indigenous, the lyricist, the spiritist.
Here's my ancestors from this desert landscape.
My brother and sister, I still love
you.
They must have thought they seen aliens. When them convict ships come sailing in, crooks galore. Criminal minds hit the shore. Guns go bang and their bodies hit the floor. Invaded, taken, raping, killed, slaved, chained, oppressed. Still we survivors. Yeah, hear that? We're survivors. Check it. We came from sacred places to racist times. Australia, it's time to recognize we're survivors. Yeah, hear that? We're survivors. Yeah, they'd rather compensate us than give us recognition. In other words, they'd rather buy you out of your tradition. Cause when you recognize, that's how your culture survives. Many millenniums and thousands of tribes.
And that's how it is, Australia. All we're looking for is a bit of recognition. And that's by working together as one and acknowledging the past history and moving forward. It starts at home with us around the dining table, how we teach our kids the next generation. It's all about understanding one's culture and being respectful of one's feelings. And together with that, we can move forward and have a positive Australia. We might have had a dark history, but best believe we've got a bright future.
A very good morning, you might. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know it, BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say. We're calling us on our daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, stronger together, yes, we are reducing racism in healthcare organisations. We're going to catch up a yarn with Dr. Chris Burke, and he's the Strategic Programs Director at Australian Healthcare and Hospitals Association. Online, Dr. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trev, and it's wonderful to be talking to you here from Ngunnawal country in Canberra.
Fantastic, beautiful footprint there. My brother, before we start, Doctor, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Of course. My name's Chris Burke. I'm a Gamilaroi fella. I grew up in country Victoria. Dad is Colin Burke. He's a school teacher, so we moved around a fair bit. Mm. My nana was born up in Mungindi. So pretty much a Queenslander sort of thing, really.
We'll claim you, brother. We'll claim you. And got the State of Origin coming up soon. So, yes, we'll claim you.
Of course.
Mate, look, we're just talking about the reducism, racism in healthcare organisations. Look, let's hone in on that, but racism is across the board in all avenues. But regarding healthy organisations, well, we've got to stamp it out. We've got to put a stop to it, yes?
Absolutely. And we all know what that sort of racism is like at the interpersonal level, the way in which other people interact with you and how they treat you and all that. But institutional racism sometimes looks a bit harder to see. Because that's how the way organisations are organised, who's in charge, how they get their money, and really importantly, how they're held accountable. And we know that if Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are excluded, kept out of those elements, you get poor outcomes, and we can see that in hospital outcomes all the time, in the outcomes that people come out with from hospitals.
Well, exactly. And if you look at it, running hospitals, it is a business. And no matter where you go, whatever you do, if you've got a group of people, the old phrase, teamwork makes the dream work. So we need to get it together. And racism would be a weight that's virtually that holds the business down in progressing forward and getting the job done, yes?
That's right. You can't deliver effective outcomes for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people unless you involve them in that outcome delivery as well.
Yes.
We know that. We've known that for hundreds of years since they first turned up.
Yes.
The truth is, with healthcare organisations, you can see it time and time again, and there's plenty of data about this out there. We know that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are less likely to receive cancer treatment and wait longer for cancer surgery. We know that our people wait for elective surgery longer for everything. There's that tremendous disparity in kidney transplants. Which has got nothing to do with the people's condition or disease-related factors, and that we know that if you go to a hospital with a heart attack, you're 30% less likely to get appropriate care when you present with a heart attack, even though we're more likely to go to a hospital with a heart attack than what else.
Well, we all deserve to have the same healthcare choices, don't we?
Yeah, and it's not just the choices, it's the outcomes, the quality of care that you receive. It ends up being different because of that level of accountability and governance.
Yes. Well, this showed that just under 50% of the factors that contribute to poor health of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are related to racism, intergenerational trauma and, you know, lack of cultural safety, all the above. We come to the hospital with carrying a lot of weight, so to speak, don't we?
Well, it's the organisation that's actually carrying the weight.
Sure.
If they're not making themselves adaptable and accountable and available to give us the care that we need, then we're going to be not looked after. It's like the difference between going a standard medical practice and an AMF. I mean, you can feel it when you walk in the door about the level of ownership.
Yes.
And,
safety.
You have when you go into an AMF.
Upbeat.
You know, that's where it is. Now, that's what we want to try and reproduce. We want to try and reproduce a little bit of that feeling when you go into a bigger organisation to say, hey, I belong here. And
yes,
all the people behind this, you know, I belong here, and that I am one of the people who own this place, just like everybody else in the community. So that we have that sort of feeling of connection and accountability and governance, which can drive better health outcomes.
And we're looking at inclusion, and we've got a right to be here. And also, I am part of the team, and if not, I'm a patient. And but staff too, non-Indigenous staff, have got to get cultural awareness or get some sort of education or respect to build a bridge, so to speak, so we can all walk back and forth. Yes.
Look, there's a couple of really important elements, and this works all built off the work of Henrietta and Adrian Marie, pioneering Cairns people who developed that matrix which can be used to measure institutional racism within hospitals. And it's sort of based on about five areas, basically governance, who's on the board, do they have an advisory committee, are there any Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people involved?
Yes.
It looks at the policy implementation, what is a national policy, is that actually being implemented within the service? Then it looks at the service delivery, what kind of outcomes are
there? Yes.
What's the discharges against medical advice stuff? What about the people who are coming back to hospital just after they've been discharged? What about birth weights of the babies?
Yes.
And then it starts to look at Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander employment, and we know that employment, our people within hospitals, is really, really important. And finally, show me the money.
Show me the money, exactly. Yeah, money's the tool too.
Let's find out about that financial accountability. Where's the money that they're getting to close the gap from the Commonwealth, from the state, that actually is supposed to be, what are they supposed to be doing with it, what have they done with it, and what were the outcomes? And you run all those things over a hospital or a health service, and you can get a score, and everybody sits up and takes notice when you make a number.
Yes.
So that's the beauty of the work that Henrietta and Adrian did up there.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you very much for sharing, Dr. Christelis, and all the best to you and your team, your family. Stay safe, and look, we'll yarn soon, Doctor.
Love to yarn to you, mate. I'll be happy to talk anytime you like.
Thank you, my brother. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye. Beautiful young Dr. Chris Burke, Gallimore man, and he's Strategic Programs Director at Australian Healthcare and Hospital Association. And our topic there is reducing racism in healthcare organisation. Got an uphill battle there, but stronger together. And that's the phrase there. We need to get it together. And that's black and white. Stamp out racism across the field. When I say field, I mean talking healthcare organisation, but all fields, all avenues, all platforms. Racism's got to be stamped out. Have you say, yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Yarn with the Baldy on Trevor Tim Trendy Trev Murray from McCurry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumblebrit Media, 98.7 FM, and across the nation. Thanks to News, National News Radio Service. Give me a call, let's have a say. Yarn up strong, too deadly.
formation. Fist in the air as we rep all nations. Black love we trust, black love is us. Till black lives matter, I'ma rep the flag for us. Ancient spirits, gifted with the ancient stories. Let our knowledge guide us, freedom as we sing our story. Raise our pride with glory, celebrate those who came before me. Always was, always will be, can never erase that story.
Always was and always will be. It can't be so, it's within me. We belong to this land. Always was and always will be. It can't be so, it's within me. We belong to this land.
Belong to this land.
Always was and always will be. It can't be so, it's within me.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now at 1-800-422-416.
Patiently waiting for someone I ain't never seen before to say he's a captain of men, but ain't believing our love. From the land of the white skin, he's self-righteous, a murderer without license. With the spear, I'm the nicest, thinking that I might just wait till night hits. Then I move in silence, when the moon at its highest, and my soul is defiant. I'm consumed by desire to kill. Any white devil wanna test my will, then he finna get burnt by the fire I feel. Look him in the eye and hold his spirit still. He's hoping I don't catch him, but I know I will.
Standing on the shoreline, coming. Mother wanna cross mine, wanna take it from me. Fire in my eye, but we ain't running. Wanna murder, let's ride.
They came in peace, but our blood still stains the beach. Roll the dice, we gon' play for keeps. The sacred place ain't a place to preach.
No, no, no.
No white faith and a black belief.
No, no, no.
Better pray that our spears don't reach. He's cold, white, hot, I'ma make it bleed. Leading to the first fleet, sicker than disease that he bring from overseas. No matter where you flee, I will always be. In the darkest of night, your descendant will see me.
Standing on the shoreline,
come in, come in.
Mother wanna cross mine,
wanna take it from me.
Fire in my eye,
but we ain't running.
Wanna murder, let's ride.
Bagan, bagan,
very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, Australian Digital Health Agency joins Reconciliation Action Plan program, a great partnership. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Travis Hodgson, General Manager, on the line. Very good morning, Travis. How are you?
Top of the morning to you, Trevor. Fantastic, thanks.
Great. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a very important partnership, joining forces there, Australian Digital Health Agency, joining the Reconciliation Action Plan program. I see it as a bridge builder. I see it as about educating people of the world and about togetherness, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, as we look back on our history as a young organisation here at the Australian Digital Health Agency, and we can celebrate some, you know, impressive track record of building digital health capabilities right across Australia in partnership with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, we also need to acknowledge that we've got a lot more work to do as Australia seeks to close this unacceptable gap in life expectancy and other health indicators between Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples and non-Indigenous Australians.
Hey, look, when we talk about the 21st century and regarding technology, what have you, we've got some powerful tools out there to make this, togetherness, this joint venture, a fantastic vehicle, yep?
Yeah, look, absolutely. Today's health system, indeed today's digitally enabled health system, it really commands that we work genuinely in an inclusive way to represent the diversity of all of the communities across Australia by harnessing the unique knowledge, experience and expertise of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples in every part of our work program here at the agency, right from inception to design, delivery and evaluation. Technology can contribute to closing the gap by improving healthcare accessibility, quality and safety, no matter where people live. We can make healthcare more equitable and efficient using digital tools and technology like the MyHealth record, telehealth and electronic prescriptions, for example.
And when you look at the so-called understanding and respect, look, a great tool for non-Indigenous brothers and sisters to get educated as well and have that bridge being built for communication and a back and forth of togetherness and delivering messages, yes?
Absolutely, Trevor. That's our approach embarking upon this. We're very much open arms, looking to learn. We're looking to develop our cultural competency within the organisation and to ensure that we're walking together every step of the way with our Aboriginal brothers and sisters as we embark upon this journey and this shared mission to close the gap.
And how did this all come about, Travis? Is it over a cup of coffee or what happened? How did this all come to a piece of a Facebook message? Or tell us that, mate.
Yeah, look, absolutely. A bit more than a cup of coffee, this one. In our listening forums that we have often with communities right across Australia, we're always exploring ways in which we can do better as a Commonwealth agency, as a government entity. And when it comes to health, I think, there's been many different tried approaches over the many years. And something that we hear quite often in our engagements with First Nations peoples is, we've got to listen more. So the point of the Reconciliation Action Plan is to establish that platform to formally open up that network and embrace the expertise in communities and the unique experience in communities to help us shift the dial in the way that digital can improve health outcomes for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Exactly. And look, we as First Nation people, we get excited when our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters come to the table with that open arm and open mind and soul, so to speak. So then we know too that it's not just a tick of the box, so to speak.
Yeah, definitely. And one of the things I was going to mention, Trevor, is that right now we have an Indigenous Digital Health Community of Excellence program in flight. The most notable one is in the Northern Territory up in East Arnhem region, where we're focusing on expanding the use of telehealth technology so that we can reduce the need, in some cases, for patients having to leave country for minor procedures and specialist appointments with, you know, City Doctor Mob, unless they absolutely have to. And much of this can be done via telehealth nowadays. And the advice that we've received from some other parts where we've engaged in this work is we understand certainly from in the Emerald region and also in the East Arnhem region, that reducing the need to travel for medical appointments can have a really positive impact on family and emotional well-being.
Exactly right, you know. And sometimes when leaving country and for health reasons, the spirit is not strong, and so to speak, you know, it could be daunting for our mob leaving country.
Yes, we've heard that.
Very important conversation. I think it's a good joint venture, getting it together, so to speak, Travis. Thank you for the yarn, my friend, and all the best to you and your deadly team. And stay in touch, my friend.
Thanks so much for having us on the show, Trev.
All the best, eh? Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly Yarn there. Travis Hodgson, his name is, General Manager, Australian Digital Health Agency, and they've joined Reconciliation Action Plan Program in regarding education for our mob, and the health agency is proud to join that network and have the communication open for togetherness and regarding the Reconciliation Action Plan with their organisation. Fantastic. Have you say, Yarn Up Strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Yana with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, a voice where people do utilise it. 1-800-422-416.
Nagala yela do te yo Para ya yela que da me con ella acababa na la mer vale ñanga Meir vale vale ñanga Como le guiñe que mo guiñe
Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
I can indeed. Can you hear me?
Yep. One moment. You there? Can you hear me?
I can indeed. Hello.
Yeah, I'm finding hard hearing you. One moment. Sorry, Dr. Andrew. One moment.
That's all right.
Try then, you get you there.
This is for my people.
for my warrior. This is for my sister.
This is for my sister.
This is for my elder. This is for my people, and that's a vibration. We are long way from where we once was. This is for my warriors, we have to keep strong. We got the young ones to learn from. This is for my sisters, to protect men of strength and guidance, we depend on. This is for my elders, to put for a time. We got next to love the front line.
On wolf and sheep, but they never fooled I yet. Cautious with the white walk, we can't track my steps. No switch up or hiccups, I best adjust. Plan, I stay sharp like a razor. I never worry about a snake or a hater. Like myself or danger, reckon just keep the same energy that you blow on the camp now. Stand firm, no worry for which kind you buy a bank account. We catch a blessing whenever the sun is out. No worry for one of them hyenas are talking about. Big talk, but their breath smell like shh. Possibilities are not limit, but time lock tick. If they days you waste, but you broke, what we can when you're rich. Hold it down for your people, we can carry bags of tricks. Man, don't get caught up in the mix. They take shots, they still miss. Killer always been a killer because killer never switched.
This is for my people, and that's a vibration. We are long way from where we once was. This is for my warriors, we have to keep strong. We got the young ones to learn from. This is for my sisters, to protect men of strength and guidance, we depend on. This is for my elders, to fought for a time. We got next generation front line.
This is for my elders, that fought back to back. We will see through the mission with the same plan of attack. Yeah, I'm Malcolm's upper brother, raw militant jack. I'm all black and I'm proud. What's out there, James Brown? I go fight till I die. What's out there, Cookie Marble? What black star liner? What full cargo? The red, black, green. Caveat dream. Royal like Ross, but you must keep your mind clean. Like KRS, knowledge reigns supreme. We do it for the team. I dedicate this to our last. I'm the fighters with my mind. Shove that captain, good shit up your ass. They tell the lies to fabricate the past. How people still dying behind bars. Suicide on the rise, man. They focus on the money. You can't listen to me, black cry. Some turn to crime, government can't provide. The First Nations left on the side.
For my people, and that's a vibration. We are long way from where we once was. This is for my warriors, we have to keep strong. With the young ones to learn from. This is for my sisters, to protect men of strength and guidance, we depend on. This is for my elders, to put for a time. With the next generation front line.
For a sweet cream bun.
T.I. taxi driver going round and round, a giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? T.I. taxi driver going round and round.
Victor's doing a late pub run Friday night and everybody's having fun. But he knows he's got to work late and get up in the morning in the taxi by 8.
Going on.
taxi driver going round and round.
Alan's working hard on pension day. Then he hears,
hey driver, you going that way?
We only live across the street,
but your cool taxi sure beats the heat.
Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, CBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
Good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, going to catch up and have a yarn with Dr. Andrew Rochford, Digital Health Services Support Mental Health, and talk about the situation regarding COVID-19, natural disasters, and what it has caused Australians, which have increased levels of stress, anxiety, depression, and are suspected of increasing levels of suicide. Dr. Andrew, very good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Good morning, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So COVID-19 has really turned our world upside down, but in the mental capacity for Australians, it has created natural disasters in regard to our thinking and our thought process. So a lot more work needs to be done in this area, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. I think for a very long time, the experts have been saying that the mental health crisis in Australia is larger than we can see. And I think that before 2020, we were looking at the tip of an iceberg. We were looking at only a small part of the problem. But in 2020, we've just seen how large that iceberg is. It's uncovered a significant problem. Mm. We've gone from 1 in 5 people having mental health issues at any given time to a report out of Monash University saying that since the beginning of COVID-19, 78% of people have said that they've had a decline in their mental health. And so it is a significant problem. It is at crisis point. And even if we get a vaccine and COVID-19 is managed and everything goes back to some form of normality, the mental health impact will continue.
Well, we as human beings, we are creatures of habit, and we've got our normal daily routine. But when something upsets that habit or changes that habit, it can cause frustration, anxiety is what we're talking about here. Like there's no light at the end of the tunnel, four walls closing in, and it affects the mind, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, the most common word used this year is uncertainty. And I think that as humans, we don't cope very well with uncertainty. And I think that if you're in a position where you're fragile as it is, or you're somebody that is more susceptible to stress, anxiety, depression, and other mental health conditions, this year has exposed just how significant that problem is. And so what we need to make sure we're doing is we need to make sure that we're asking for help. Mm. And we've got services that can provide that help.
Sure. And we need to do a lot more work in that area regarding the government need to create more agency or more support or more education even in the schools or at work and regarding the business world, all the above?
Yeah, I think all of the above. I think that, we've seen increases in the number of subsidised mental health consultations on the mental health plan. It's gone from 10 to 20, which I think has been a very positive impact so that people aren't necessarily out of pocket when they're getting their mental health management and support. But we need to, as a community, we need to move more towards broader conversation about mental health, about the services that are available. Obviously, from my point of view and the Digital Health Agency, looking to encourage people to use digital health services to overcome those barriers to access. Digital health means you don't have to travel so far. Mm. You can do it from your home. It makes things easier. And we know that the first step in seeking help for mental health is the hardest.
Sure.
And if that can be made easier, we'll see more people doing it.
Well, we are living in the information world, the digital world, 21st century, so there are tools available that all Australians can get their fingertips on the tools to have that that conversation and that medicine to fix the mental health, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. I think now we just need to start using it, you know, where we need it. And digital health and teleconsultation or telehealth via video conferencing, electronic prescriptions, the My Health record, they're not tools that are meant to replace face-to-face traditional medicine.
No.
The role is to complement. Yes. And there's opportunity for us to now start using these resources and these tools to not only benefit ourselves, but it also makes our healthcare workers more efficient. And if we can make our healthcare workers more efficient, it means that they've got the ability to care for more people.
Yeah, fantastic. So a lot of work to be done in this space, and look, we need to step up. We are behind the eight ball in regarding the support and help. You feel as though government needs to do more in this space?
I think they're doing more. We can always do more. I think
sure.
I feel like that at this point, mental health is something that we all need to get behind.